Fox News, Kevin McCarthy to visit border on Monday. By Neil Munro on March 9, 2021. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the GOP's leader in the House, will spearhead a GOP delegation to the border on Monday, according to Fox News. The announcement came House after President Joe Biden's border deputy, Alejandro Mayorkas, admitted that overwhelming numbers of migrants are seeking access to this country along the southwest border. Also, Jen Psaki, Biden's White House spokesman, suggested Tuesday that the flood of migrants is manageable because the administration is trying to create a new immigration pipeline from Central America into the United States, regardless of Congress's immigration laws. "We do want to put in place and modernize the immigration system, which means investing in smart security, which means creating a pathway to citizenship, which means funding and supporting efforts to address the root causes in the region. As a part of that, we want to ensure that there is effective processing at the border. We're not trying to close our borders, we are trying to create an effective, moral, humane system." So far, the GOP's counter-messaging against Biden sidelines the migration caused damage to Americans' jobs, wages, and housing. Instead, it is focused on migrants as a crisis or a healthcare threat, or is more being more favored by the White House than our actual Americans. The GOP leaders have not launched a focused campaign against the Democrats' amnesty legislation, such as the impending farmworker amnesty that would replace many rural Americans with low-wage, indentured H-2A visa workers. Many GOP donors favor immigration because it annually delivers more than 1 million new consumers, workers, and renters to companies. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-democratic, and solidarity-themed opposition to legal immigration and illegal labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that both legal and illegal migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.